For the last 50 years, the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission has left its mark on the 43 cities and towns in Hamden, Hampshire, and Franklin counties. Although its role is strictly advisory, the commission is credited with spearheading scores of projects in areas such as transportation, housing, and overall quality of life, according to its current chairman, Richard Butler.
And we're probably unique in the state in terms of, one, the size, but two, the influence that we have.
Regional planning commissions were created across the country in an effort to manage the explosive urban and suburban growth that followed World War II. Some have had more success than others. The first chairman of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, retired Housing Court Judge Edward Peck, who's now 95, marvels at how the agency was able to pull together conflicting and competing interests.
Far more than they had when it was first started, because there was mostly political influence that decided everything. But now I think reason and planning and full discussion before decisions is what characterized the planning process.
The Planning Commission helped get legislation passed on a range of social issues, including domestic violence and housing for people with disabilities. It has lobbied for funding for a myriad of infrastructure projects, most recently the $73 million secured to rebuild the main north-south railroad line between the Connecticut and Vermont borders. The commission's executive director, Timothy Brennan, who's worked for the agency since 1973, said one of the most significant projects during that time was to work with communities along the Connecticut River to reduce the flow of raw sewage into the river. Brennan says the Connecticut River is now 50% cleaner than it was 25 years ago.
It's the premier resource of the valley, so it's absolutely something we have to stay at with partners. That's another thing. We don't work alone. We work with partners all the time, cities, towns, public sector, private sector, civic. It's a big partnership.
The commission also spearheaded the creation of the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority, the state's largest regional transit agency.
Having that as an asset is really vital in terms of not only mobility, but the economy and other things that make the region livable or not.
The commission has not been free of controversy over the past 50 years, as some of its recommendations have run smack into community opposition, but it has been free of scandal.
One of the things that I think we feel most fortunate about is that we're looked upon as honest brokers. We have very smart women and men that work here. They work very hard, they're dedicated, and I think that just shines through whether you're working in a town, whether you're working with the state legislature, whether you're working with a business enterprise.
The commission's staff of 50 is five times the size it was when the agency was created 50 years ago. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.